New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
You're watching on YouTube right now. Perhaps you're watching Ali dance to Footloose.
I cannot.
That indicates why people are leaving messages like this on the go line.
Hi, Klein and Ali. I just realized after listening to the podcast, you're so white and you don't know how to say phrases correctly.
Of course.
It's not from the jump. It's from jump. Okay? From jump. Sweet divot. Love the show. Bye-bye.
Allie is proud to accept the title of being the whitest woman in the world.
Oh,
and
can't.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Allie, but there's a new ad campaign to remind everyone just how white you are.
She uses Jennie-O Turkey for her tacos.
Yes.
People know her by name at Trader Joe's. Her favorite N-word is Nito. She is the whitest woman in the world.
Yo necesito dinero.
Okay. There you have it. That is the whitest woman in the world.
Gracias.
Yeah, so there you have it. Oh, man.
Well, my grandmother famously said tortilla and fajita when she was in any Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, so it's passed down from a very, very, very white lineage. So.
Oh, yeah. She went to Mexico Lindo every Tuesday.
We got lots to get to this morning and this hour on the show. The return of Generation Wars, bragging rights for your entire generation, and prize. We'll make that happen for you. If you're waiting to go see the Foo Fighters in Nashville, you've come to the right place at the wrong time, but we will make that happen for you in less than an hour. And more TBD Moss, as Ali says, on K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. I can't believe this is even going to possibly happen. Before we get into what it is, this message on the GOAT line is just calling out Jake for being a hypocrite.
What's up, guys? So Jake has been bitching about Klein not getting a real shaved head. I think in order for that to happen, Jake needs to uphold his end of the bargain. Comic-Con is coming up, and he still has not done Sharpie Avatar. I think once he does that, then Klein should shave his head, if that's okay. English, do you speak it?
Let me say something, sir, and yes, we do speak English. I shaved my head in honor
of... No, you did not.
All the way down to a one.
No, you did not. It was not a one.
It was a one.
No, it was not. It was 1.5 plus the clippers were extended, so it was more like a two.
All right.
One, two. Does it matter?
I shaved my head.
It does matter,
actually. I shaved my head. This guy's absolutely right. Years ago, you promised us that you would let us...
No, and I did not promise. You said that, and I was like, to hell with you. I'm not doing that. And you're like, no, you got to do it. And I was like, eat it.
Wait, first of all, I don't remember.
Good reference. Eat it.
And I was like, eat my shorts, loser.
I don't remember all of the conversation or the quote of eat it, but I do remember you had promised that you would be let us color you with Sharpie.
No, blue, I did not promise.
Blue Sharpie.
I never promised.
And
you try to put that on me, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And you were like, no, you got it. I was like, no. Suck it.
Eat it.
You were gonna go. You were gonna
suck my ass. Is what I said.
You were gonna go to a Comic-Con as Sharpie Avatar.
No, I was not. I never agreed to that.
We got to find the audio because I know it exists.
What if it happened exactly the way Jake said?
There's no way it happened. If I've
yes,
ever
because I know exactly.
If someone
you were,
ever told
me
to eat it,
to do it,
I
we
would
were
remember.
Coming back from vacation, I drove all the way from Seattle to San Diego, and you're still like, "You got to do it, man." I was like, "I'm not doing that." I never said I was going to do that.
Why is it such a problem?
Huh?
Why is it such an issue? Just put some Sharpie on your face.
That wasn't a thing. He was like, you got to do your whole face in Sharpie Avatar. Do your whole body. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
You don't have to do your whole body and face, but any part where skin is exposed, or else people are going to know you're not a real avatar.
Not doing it. Never said I would. You said you're going to shave your head, and you did not.
I did a lot more of shaving my head than you did of Sharpie Avatar.
Yes, but I never agreed to do Sharpie Avatar. You agreed to shave your head. You brought it up.
To be fair, Jake did shave his head very badly.
Yeah.
Well, Jake lost him. That was but really...
Imagine if I shaved my head like you shaved your head at the casino. What would you say? You bitched out.
I would say eat it.
Exactly.
That's probably what I would say. Jake, the reality is that you lost a bet. I don't want to, it's a waste of time to back, we're backtreading now. But
you brought it up.
You lost a bet when your Seattle Seahawks lost to the LA Rams.
Yeah, I actually shaved my head.
And, well, that was the bet.
And you said you would shave your head, and you did not.
But I didn't lose anything. I did that out of the kindness of my own heart because
and
of your...
you didn't do it, so you're a liar.
Fallen cousin Brock or whatever. So I did that as a tribute to you to try to put you in a good mood. And by the time it ended up happening and Blind Charlie was able to come in here and do it, you had already gotten over the grief of the loss anyway. Okay. So, but this guy's bringing up a point now that years...
That is mute. It doesn't make any sense.
Moot?
Moot. Not mute, you idiot. Eat it.
Okay.
All right. Well, what will make you this feel better for you guys?
I'll do partial Sharpie avatar.
What does partial mean?
We could color part of my face, my forehead, with blue Sharpie avatar.
But part of your face or forehead?
You actually have to shave your head like I did.
That would be funny if you have to shave it again after it's finally growing
back. It's just starting to grow back now. Wait, Jake, you only want to color your forehead with Sharpie?
I'm not doing my whole face or whole body.
You just
want to
do your forehead so you can put a hat on.
I mean, if forehead is not, that's not, no one's going to think he's Avatar.
They're
going to think he's Gorbachev. That's not even a good look right there. Yeah, we got to do full face Sharpie. You got to go full blue face, dude.
I'm not doing full blue face in Sharpie.
What's the problem with it? Just do it.
Because I believe it's probably toxic. You put that much Sharpie on you.
Great.
That's the goal here. Don't you understand what we're trying to get you to do?
Yes, I understand. That's why I never agreed to it.
Mm. All right.
925 thinks that you need anger management classes, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think putting Sharpie...
You get very angry.
Jake, I don't think that putting
Sharpie... Because this is horse crap.
I'm going to ask my friend.
What friend?
Stop being pieces of shit.
Okay.
Stop bullying Jake.
Not that person.
Yeah, I like that person.
Hey, is it cool if someone puts blue Sharpie all over their face and body, or is that going to be potentially a health problem? Oh, boy.
Is she orgasming?
It's probably not a big deal for most people.
Nice!
Just some mild irritation at worst, and it wears off in a couple days.
It does?
Sharpies aren't made for skin, so they can dry it out or cause a rash.
Bah! Okay. But it's not a big problem.
She's
Jake
like, okay, I'll stop.
Puts all the Sharpie stuff all over his face and body.
No, it shouldn't be a big deal.
Right.
Sharpie's just ink and alcohol. Jake's going to be fine. It might make his skin a little dry or itchy, but it's not toxic in any dangerous way.
Jake,
just wash
you like
it off
alcohol
when you're done with soap or some oil. Keep it out of his eyes and mouth, and he'll be good.
Okay.
Oh, we can do eyes and mouth?
That's good to know.
All right. Shave your head completely.
Thank you. Now ask her about the head shaving.
Do you think it counts as shaving your head if you use a one blade?
Yeah, using a one blade absolutely counts as shaving your head. It's a single blade razor, and it gets the job done just like any other razor. People use it to buzz or shave their heads all the time.
Thank you.
What about a two?
What about a
You're
two?
You're welcome.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't care. She basically said, I did what I was supposed to do, and you need to put Sharpie on your
Brock
face.
Brock is full of it.
Get her name right.
Dumb bitch.
No. Whoa.
Yeah, don't say that about her. She is just a neutral third party.
Mm-hmm.
Her client's going to kick your ass, man.
That got a little confusing there. Yeah. You still doing the Sharpie thing?
Yeah, we're still trying to, but Jake's having a real problem. Do you think a grown man using the phrase, eat it, is acceptable in 2026?
Yeah, totally acceptable.
Eat it is
harmless slang. People still use it all the time. Grown
no,
men
they don't.
Say way worse without batting an eye. If it fits the vibe, go for it.
Okay. This is the proof.
Way too validating.
Like
gotta take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Jake, don't piss off Klein too much. He'll give you a swirly.
Yeah.
Here
when you're back.
Okay. Calm down. Well,
I'll be keeping myself warm.
I'll be talking to you later. We gotta take a quick break, believe it or not. The show actually gets back on the rails after this. Gen Wars, you wanna play? Gen X, Gen Z, Millennial, Boomer, we're looking for you right now. 800-520-1067. Up for grabs. Trip to San Diego to see Sublime and Slightly Stupid and Bragging Rights for your entire generation. That's next. time for one generation to get bragging rights over all the rest. So I don't know if you identify as a Gen Xer, a Boomer, a Millennial, Gen Z, Gen Alpha. Got some Gen Alpha listeners as well. You're more than welcome to be competing right now if you're on the phone at 800-520-1067 in this exciting new edition of Generation Wars.
Generation Wars.
Hey,
hey,
it's
the
Bussin or what?
You kids and your TikToks.
Gen Z is lazy.
We say good morning right now as we go in order for a change to our oldest contestant, born in 1968. He is a boomer, and he is proud to say that he grew up watching original episodes of The Twilight Zone.
Oh, man.
This is Robert. Good morning, Robert, and welcome to Generation Wars, calling from a landline. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
If you know the answers to these questions that will span all generations, you must answer by yelling out Boomer, and if Allie calls on you, you get a chance to answer. And once again, we've had some Boomer winners, but it doesn't happen often, so an entire generation is listening intently with volume turned all the way up, hoping that you win for them. As we say good morning now to our Gen X representation, born in 1975. This is Kelly. Kelly claims that they've been to a ton of concerts, but Kelly, what was the first concert you ever went to?
Lollapalooza at the Santa Fe Dam.
Oh, when Lollapalooza used to travel. Good
Santa
old days.
Santa Fe Dam.
Yep. All right, we go to contestant number three right now, representing the Millennials, born in 1992, grew up on Harry Potter. And this is Brandon. Welcome to Generation Wars, Brandon.
Hey there. What's up?
What's your favorite Harry Potter character?
Kind of look like Ron Weasley.
Who?
Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley.
Oh, I don't know
what he's, he's the nerdy one, the ginger.
And we move. You're a ginger, guess, Brandon?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry about
half
that.
Ginger.
Half ginger.
Half
never
ginger.
Never want to go.
How are you a half ginger?
Never want to go full ginger. That's what they say. Final contestant is a millennial. Is a Gen Z, born in 2009, who is currently drinking matcha. They love matcha. This is Victoria on K-Rock from 2009. Welcome, and welcome to Gen Z and Victoria. Hi.
Good morning.
How do you get your matcha?
I get it with oat milk.
Oh, I was going to say almond or oat. I knew it was one of the two.
Cut it with a little vanilla or lavender or anything like that, or just straight matcha?
Yeah, vanilla.
Do you, cloud top it also?
Yeah, I do.
Of course.
Lala Cloud.
All right, here we go. These are our contestants. We will start the questions now. If you know the answers, you must yell out your generation. Wait for Allie to call on you. Up for grabs. You get to go to San Diego, see some Sublime, a band that hits all generations, and Slightly Stupid and many others. And here we go. Question number one. This jewelry would change colors based on if you were horny or sad.
Mood ring. Gen X.
Millennial.
Gen X. Gen X.
Oh, my Lord.
Gen X. Go ahead. Gen X.
Gen X. Mood ring. Mood ring.
Mood ring is right. You have to yell out your generation. You cannot yell out the answer, whoever did that first. Don't do it again. Gen X gets the point. We move on to your next question. This gum had a comic inside of the wrapper.
Boomer.
Boomer, go ahead.
Gen X.
Bazooka Joe.
Bazooka Joe is absolutely correct. I don't remember if the comics were funny ever, but I remember people.
They can't be that.
Couldn't have
that
been funny. Allie's score currently is a tie at the top.
Yep,
and we go to
Boomer
your next question.
X.
What does clock it mean?
Boomer,
you were first.
Clock it means to clock your speed.
No.
Gen Z.
I heard Gen Z next.
Gen
Go ahead.
Z.
Like you clocked it, like you did a good job.
No.
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
Mark it down. Take note.
No.
Anyone else? Millennial, you want to try?
Gen Z. I'm being flexible.
Being flexible?
Flexibility?
No. According to Gen Z slang, a clock it means to notice or recognize a hidden truth in a saying. We move on to the next one, and no one got the point there. It is Generation Wars on K-Rock. What was this, the iconic brightly colored brand name for the fruit snack that was filled with liquid centers?
Gen X Gushers.
Gushers is correct.
Those were so terrible, but I just kept eating them.
Couldn't stop. Sometimes,
it just tasted like plastic.
I don't really know what that stuff in the middle was, because it wasn't really liquid, but it wasn't solid. It was like plasma or something. All right, we move on. Joey Gladstone used this three-word phrase in almost every episode of Full House.
Millennial.
Yes, millennial.
Cut it out.
That is correct. Cut it out.
Said with gusto.
And he did that funny little finger move. And we move on. Allie, what is the score currently in Generation Wars?
Gen X has 2 points, and Boomer and Millennial are tied in second place with 1 point each.
All right, we move on to your next question. Brooke Shields famously said this phrase, "Nothing comes between me and my what?"
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
MTV.
No.
Millennial, go ahead.
Calvin's.
That is correct.
Wow,
nothing
Calvin's.
Come between me and my Calvin's.
Nothing come between me and my Calvin's.
That's how she said it. I don't know. It was an underwear commercial for Calvin Klein. And we move on to your next question. What is Val speak? No one knows Val speak. Valspeak, very, very popular in the 80s, popularized by the San Fernando Valley Girl speech pattern, which took off and became a national obsession.
Especially after Clueless came out.
Known as Valspeak, and we move on. But they had that, I believe, in the Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Valspeak had been around for a while, a local flavor that hit the world. Growing up on the East Coast, I remember hearing a telltale of the Valley Girl speech.
And I said, one day I'll date one of those girls.
One day I'm going to marry a Valley Girl. We go to question, your next question. How would you make a collect call?
Gen X. What do you mean? How do you make it?
How would you make a collect Boomer. Call? That is the question. Gen X gets a chance to answer first. Go.
You call the operator and have the charges sent to the person you're calling.
I will accept that. That was one way to do it early on before the 1-800-COLLECT phase happened. That's how you would do it.
Yes.
And then you could try to quickly yell out your message, like, pick me up at the mall, when they would say, say your name. All right, we move on to your next question. There's only about 5 questions left, Allie, and currently what is the score?
Gen X is still in the lead with 3, then Millennial with 2, Boomer with 1.
Damn.
Rumor has it that mixing this candy with soda could make your stomach explode.
Millennial.
Boomer.
What?
Mentos is not correct. Is not correct.
Boomer.
Okay. Boomer.
Pop Rockets.
I cannot accept Pop Rockets. Yes, Gen X.
Pop Rocks.
That is correct. Pop Rocks.
Once we call on somebody, shut up.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. All right, we move on to your next question. What two Alexes are currently feuding?
You can talk if you do know the answer.
Alex just shaved them all. They're never going to answer. Yes. Gen Z, go ahead.
Two Alexes?
Yes. Which two Alexes are currently feuding? It is a Gen Z question, but you didn't get it. No one want to steal this one. Boomer, you don't want to throw in Alex Trebek, I guess, no? All right, the answer we're looking for is Alex Cooper and Alex Earle. No one gets the point, and we move on to 3 questions left. It's still potentially anyone's game, and here we go. What was the name of the 6-sided multicolor puzzle that popularized in the late 70s? Gen X.
Gen Z. Rubik's Cube.
Correct.
Nice.
Gen X. And we go to these final 2 questions, Allie, and I'm not sure if it matters.
Yeah, Gen X has 5 points. It's got a pretty big lead.
Who popularized the phrase, "Come on, baby, let's do the twist"?
Boomer.
Yes, Chuck. Boomer.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, no. That is wrong.
Who was next? Hello?
Gen X. Did you say what movie?
No, I said who popularized the phrase, "Come on, baby, let's do the twist"? The answer is Chubby Checker.
Yeah.
Chubby Checker.
Everybody goes, oh, Chubby.
And I don't think this matters because this game has pretty much come to an end, but I will give you this one anyway. So here is your final question. In Stranger Things, what was the name of the rival underground RPG club? No one knows. The Hellfire Club.
Hmm.
All right, Allie, it all comes to an end. And who wins this round of Generation Wars?
That
I'm so sorry.
That would be Gen X, Kelly.
Gen X getting the win.
Gen X.
From 1975. Everyone claims they got the last of the good jobs and the last of the money. And they were able to still bike around their neighborhoods without being, abducted by weirdos and vans.
And they were raised in the tunnels like Jake.
You got the good old days. Gen X, anything you'd like to say to your entire generation?
Gen X rocks.
Well, yeah, eat it.
Eat it. You will be seeing this band right here in San Diego. Congratulations. Hold on to your ticket. Hey, Rock, we are playing Allie's show. This message is waiting for you, Allie. It's not going to be good for your marriage, though.
Hi, this is a message for Allie. I'm catching up on the pod, and I just heard you talk about going through your wife's phone and seeing that she was talking about you a little disparagingly to a friend about an argument. And I just have to say, isn't she a therapist? I'm pretty sure therapy 101 is to not talk about your relationship to other people. You talk about it with your partner or maybe don't say anything at all. I'm not sure that that's very healthy for her to be saying stuff to her friends about you.
Well, I mean, isn't that what most conversations with friends are about? I know you're not, quote, supposed to do it, but that's the whole benefit of having friends, is that you can tell them anything. But, yes, it does become, potentially.
Was more interested in the fact that it was a mutual friend.
Right.
Not just a her friend. Everyone needs to vent out to their friends.
The whole reason I think you pay a therapist is so you have someone to talk yes to that won't get back to your circle of friends.
It's a neutral third party, yeah. Absolutely.
Although you did have a conversation with your wife about this interesting
side hustle. I did, yes, because we were talking about this a few weeks ago, and I hadn't asked her about it yet. And she had kind of said she was interested in this when I talked to her about it last night, because we were talking about this whole laundry side hustle where people are getting paid to do other people's laundry. And there's no one we know that has more laundry than Jake. He does laundry probably, what is it, once every 6 weeks to 2 months, Jake?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Just a giant pile of dirty clothes on his floor. And when the
I got a hamper that's stacked up like a mountain.
Right. And then when the hamper can hold no more and it Jenga's over, that's when he realizes it's time to finally do laundry.
No, it's when I run out of underwear.
Get it right.
This sounds like a real challenge for your wife, who had volunteered to potentially take on the task of doing Jake's laundry.
Yeah, so I floated the idea of doing Jake's laundry to my wife, and shockingly, she did not say no. In fact, she said, sure, whatever, laundry's laundry.
Wait, nice. You would use your personal washer and dryer, or you would go to a place?
Oh, no, it would be our personal washer and dryer. Jake's clothing would be in my house.
I know. That's how I feel, Omar. That's the part of it.
No way. Deal breaker.
Yeah, it's not even the holding of the Jake's dirty clothes that's disgusting, or the fact that you would have that Jake smell in your house now. It's the idea that his clothes, his dirtiest clothes, would go where your clothes then go.
And all of
that stank travels.
Bugs that travel with him.
I don't have bugs.
You got ants and you got crickets, dude.
Yeah, but those are outside.
You probably have fleas, too, dude.
I think you definitely have fleas.
I don't have fleas.
Well, by your dog constantly itching its ass, I would say it probably does.
Hold on one second. Allie's wife is on the phone now. Hey, Katie?
Yeah, hi.
Did you really consider this before you offered to take on the task of doing Jake's mountain of dirty laundry?
I mean, it's what Allie said. I feel like laundry's laundry, but the more you guys talk about it, I'm like, okay, there's some things that would cost extra, you know? Like, I think I'd have to just get the hamper, just dump it in and do one single wash.
No, he has too many clothes for that.
It's way too many tool shirts for one load.
What I'm saying is whatever's going to help me avoid touching it at first. So do a single wash, then a rewash. And I'm going to, there's convenience fees. And
you would wash it multiple times?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, what would you charge, Jake, when you go to the laundromat, how much does that whole thing cost you to do everything yourself? I know it's a whole day affair, but how much is that all actually costing you as well?
That's a good question. I think it's like
$25, $30 bucks.
So what would you charge Jake to do his laundry? And I assume Allie would somehow have to take the bag of dirty clothes in her car all the way home.
And the finder's fee.
Right, and she connected you with Jake, so.
Okay. I mean, more than $25 or $30.
All right, $35 bucks.
No. Katie, don't, at least double it. It should be in the 75 to 100 range.
What?
Yeah, I do think it should be, like, close to 100.
Because this is also, Jake, not just the fact that you're, like, yes, you're going to save the $25 that you would spend on the laundromat, but it's all of the folding, the organizing, the returning it to you. You don't have to bring it to the laundromat. It's all going to be washed the right way. Because one thing that she's good at is doing laundry. She can get a stain out of anything.
That's a really nice compliment.
It is.
The one thing.
Like the stains. Like, if there's stains, then that's extra to spend time on stains. Those take a lot of time.
All right, no stains, and you don't have to fold the T-shirts. It's laying flat.
What about skid marks?
There's no skid marks?
Yeah, there is.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, if I see a skid mark, that's extra.
Yeah, Jake, you definitely...
If you see a skid mark, this whole thing is over.
Jake, you 100%, you have... I couldn't imagine a grosser person to do laundry for, because Jake has a sweating problem and a essing problem. So he's got problems from both ends.
Yeah. Jake, are you using oils?
Wait, like essential oils?
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm really dressing up and going out in town, okay. Yeah.
So that, I'd have to clean my washer and dryer after that because residual oil then travels and stains.
Hey, guys, no, I'm out.
Allie doesn't want to be a part of
this. We have a relatively new washing machine.
Well, that'll change quick.
I can't wait.
Jake, what is the most you would pay to have this service done? Because if this is a waste of everyone's time, then let's
$50
just...
$50.
So and 323 said you have to charge for the amount of soap and dryer sheets used.
Dude, soap and dryer sheets are cheap anymore.
So dryer sheets, that's not part of the deal.
No, she has a different system now.
What, you guys have a good... you guys use like a Tide or are you using that Kirkland brand?
We are using like an eco-friendly...
Oh, that won't work on Jake's stuff. Oh, no way.
He needs to not be friendly to the environment.
You need like DEET or something for Jake. Yeah, I'm serious. Any of that eco-friendly crap is not going to help with Jake at all. You need something way stronger, like those things that they use at like scientist labs. Or
when they use in like hotels, like industrial.
Yeah, industrial.
Strength.
That's what you need. Okay. The more chemicals, the better.
All right, so $50.
Jake said $50, and he's got a giant mountain of dirty laundry.
Don't do it, Katie. Okay. Don't
not
do it
for $50. Absolutely not.
No,
for
$50. That's a deal.
No, all it's right. Not a deal.
All right, so, half a mountain,
and then you have to pay for the pain and suffering that it takes to go through all this.
$55, half a mountain.
He'll give you half the mountain of laundry. Only half a mountain.
To me, I mean,
if someone were to say
will
to
you
me,
take the other half.
No way. My number would be $1,000 to even consider this because it is so, it's so much grossness.
I would love that just to see your wife's reaction bringing all of his clothes into your house.
It is. And all I do is, I mean, I've never had a day that I have not done laundry since I had kids.
Going.
It's always laundry. And I have to, you know, kids, it's, I just did a bunch of, I had to rewatch everything because the lice. So I just did 15 loads of laundry.
Well,
lice.
I don't want to do laundry at client's house.
Vomit, lice, pinworms, ringworms, all the worms.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're way dirtier than me.
No way, dude. That's my kid's dirt. All right, so the deal's off then. We're off. No deal.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of effort.
Jake, we have a couple people on the text line that said $50, they will wash all your clothes.
No, I want Katie to do it.
Someone said throw Jake's clothes in the community pool outside your place and throw some chlorine in there. You won't even know.
Oh, yeah, like those things that they put in pools.
Yeah, those little floaty things.
I mean, it would be interesting to see, like, just doing
just
his
how badly this would wreck our washing
worked.
Machine.
Yeah, I mean, that's the smell. Hey, Dave, good morning. You're on K-Rock.
Hey, I'm a guy. I love to do laundry. I've been doing laundry since I was 15 years old. I'll do Jake's laundry for $50. Give me the soap. Give me the dryer sheets if you want them. $50, and I'll lay your T-shirts flat.
The whole mountain, you're saying? The whole mountain.
Yes, $50. I can knock it out in 3 hours.
All right, we had to do it at Allie's house.
No!
That sounds like a terrible deal. Let's get into your news, then a brand new hour of the show can begin. Very first thing we do is give you a spot on this list so you can go see Foo Fighters in Nashville. And if you're wondering if that you have a chance, yes, you do. And you have as good of a chance as anyone else. You just got to be the 20th caller just after 9 o'clock when we start opening up the phones for that. Once again, it's K-Rock's Road Trip USA. It's you, Foo Fighters, Nashville, and that's coming up. But first, let's get to your news from this woman right here.
She uses Jennie-O Turkey for her tacos. People know her by name at Trader Joe's. Her favorite N-word is Nito. She is the whitest woman in the world.
Yo necesito dinero.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Hydrate, my friends. It's important for white ladies to stay hydrated.
Hydrate. Hydrate with Celsius.
With Celsius and Trader Joe's brand sparkling waters. It's been 2 weeks now of Steve Colbert being off late night television, and Nielsen has now given us the first glimpse as to where his audience went. And this is a very short period of time, so don't read too much into it. But they looked at other people's other late night habits or other viewing habits from that same time period. And basically, Jimmy Kimmel saw a 53% increase in total viewers, and Jimmy Fallon saw a 14% increase. Well, he got an increase in viewers, 14%. So he got a little bit of a bump, but it seems that most of the Colbert viewers are going to Jimmy Kimmel, which is seeing him in first place by a long shot now when it comes to all of the late night TV hosts.
And I think that Jimmy at least appeared to be the most outspoken about his admiration and support for Colbert. And
it was sort of like an unofficial endorsement.
Right. And
yeah.
So I'm sure it was smart on Kimmel's side. And, you know, he's no dummy to be like, hey, I'm sure he felt all those things he said, but also he realized, let's go ahead and figure out a way to get that audience on my side as well. He'll take those viewers.
And it's funny because I think most of the other late night hosts decide to do reruns that night for Steve's last show. But Jimmy Kimmel was the first one who announced it, the first person we heard about doing it. So it's kind of like he got ahead of it and got that message out early. So people were like, this guy's cool. If I'm going to choose a new late night host, I'm going to choose Kimmel.
But
so
also, Kimmel like has become the most political outside of Stephen Colbert.
That's true. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So for people that like that sort of political stuff, which, you know, I find to be exhausting after a while, but you know, Kimmel's the guy that's going to do that. And Fallon is still playing, you know, giant Django with John Cena every night.
He just wants to make everyone happy.
Right.
Yeah.
Just
want to see someone cry.
Yeah.
Right.
So nerds have been embraced more and more over the years. And I think when nerds started turning into tech billionaires, everyone really started to change their tune on nerds. But now, not only have we embraced them, especially here in the state of California, we are now America's nerdiest state. California is the state for nerds. They analyzed all 50 states, including factors like the number of comic conventions, STEM workers, the number of comic book and gaming shops,
number of people going blue avatar Sharpie,
number of virgins, Google searches related to geek culture, and without a doubt, California was the front runner.
Wow.
So congratulations to all nerds.
Jake the Nerd.
This is your state.
Good for you. Jake, have you noticed when you go to that comic book shop and you play Magic the Gathering every week with the teenagers, have you noticed
they're grown people.
Oh, they're not children you're playing with?
No, grown dudes.
Some of them are kids, though, right?
Nah.
I thought you said you came in one day, you're like, I smoked some 13-year-old in Magic the Gathering because I played my Cyclops over his Unicorn Man.
God damn it, that's not the cards that I use. But no, the only time you have play against kids is during pre-release. That's when, like, kids show up. For the most part of the tournament I play in, it's all adults.
But you have played against children.
Not by choice. I got matched up against them.
California, by the way, if you're wondering, has 86 comic conventions, which is the most in the nation, along with 440 different comic book stores, which you've had visited card shops.
I'm a ripper, yeah. I'm a ripper.
Yeah, but so you go to those little nerd places, too.
The ones I go to.
Everyone's a little nerdy.
Yeah, dork.
They have actual human men on the cards, not guys with horns growing out of their backs. It's not. It's human men that are athletes.
All right, anyone want to buy an island? It's affordable. A secluded island in the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta has just gone on the market. I know that's a hot area. when there's River Delta attached to
it. Is this one of those islands that you can't actually live on or build on? It's just like you own it?
Oh, no, you can build on it.
Oh, you could?
Yep, you can build it. It's on sale for the low, low price of $39,000, and that buys you 5.6 acres of land that is entirely surrounded by water. The property is in the White Slough.
Oh, my God.
Which is something I love. Near Stockton, and is part of a chain of small delta islands, many of which remain undeveloped, but some of the neighboring islands have been transformed into campgrounds, also marinas, and private clubs.
We should find a different guy by the name of Epstein and buy him this island so we can make a...
Bob Epstein, a nice guy.
Like a positive Epstein island.
But still with like water slides and hot tubs.
Yeah, yeah. Turn it around.
But all
good
for just platonic stuff.
All right. Well, there you have it.
There's, I think we should get it.
Your news. 39,000 by Blind Charlie. Let's go.
Make it happen.
If you really care about the show, you'd buy us an island.
Off of Stockton.
That's just what we need.
In a river delta. In White Slough.
It would be cool to get that island just so we could throw like...
The trashiest island.
How long would it take us to get there? From here?
Probably like 7 or 8 hours.
How far is White Slough from here? Anyone know that off the top of their head?
I know off the top of my head.
Of course. Yeah, of course you do.
About 7.5 hour drive to the Slough.
All right. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now. Caller 20. We are looking for you. 800-520-1067. Foo Fighters in your future.